For many years, Marvin Krieger operated a car dealership in Muscatine, Iowa. Today, we take a look back at a successful business, but also a time when it was not easy to sell a car in this town, especially if you had a specific model on your lot. The story of a river town and the car that wouldn't run there is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Before Marvin Krieger entered the car business in Muscatine, there was a dealer named Lang and Schellebarger.
And they sold the Oakland. The Oakland had a problem.
The problem was the geography of the river town. The ups and downs of the river bluffs seemed to be too much for the Oakland.
In Muscatine, when they tried a car out, it would go up 3rd Street Hill in high. It was a good car. The Oakland wouldn't do that. It wouldn't pull it in high. So Crete was a sales manager, and Lang was a mechanic. And Crete couldn't figure out how to sell these cars.
A dealership full of cars that couldn't pull the town's main hill in high was a problem, until...
One day a fellow came in and said, I'd like to try your Oakland. I said, sure, hop in, we'll take a ride. He said, can I go up 3rd Street Hill? Creech said, sure. Now, when you get to the bottom of the hill, just put it in the hill gear. The guy said, what's that? He said, just push the gear ship up, because, you know, they were straight stick cars. The guy didn't went up the hill, just like nothing, see? The guy came down, he said, boy, that's a great car. Creech says, I told you it was a good car. Only car with a hill gear.
The supposed hill gear turned the Oakland from a clunker to a revolutionary auto that could pull the hill.
About a week later, he came back and he said, Crete, you son of a gun, that hill gear is just second gear. And Crete said, well, we call it the hill gear.
The Oakland is long gone, but the 3rd Street Hill remains. It's one of the toughest hills to pull in the city yet today. Traveling the countryside in Muscatine, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.